This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Launching into the second hour of the program with you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in the first hour, we were talking about a study that's been done globally asking people about, you know, their trust in government. And apparently it is declining.
As is trust in one another.
Yeah. It's 40%, according to this study, of citizens around the globe trust their government. And to me, that's good news. It's a starting point. It led to a larger discussion. We're going to your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can also bring up anything that you want. And on the way, sex robots, sex dolls, what one woman describes her night with a male sex doll. What that was like. We can share that with you. And then you have a related sex robot story.
I do.
As well. But let's go back to Zach in Raleigh, North Carolina. Zach, you were asking us if we had seen the debate between Christopher Cantwell, a former Free Talk Live co-host, the only co-host to ever have been kicked off the air, I believe, here on Free Talk Live, due to, well, basically racism. And then also he was debating Adam Kokesh, of the Adam versus the Man show. We've had him on the show as a guest a number of times over the years. They were debating down in Miami yesterday. Jay, you have listened to the debate.
That's right.
And it got us into a conversation, Zach, about what you were talking about just before we went away to the news break there. You were saying that you didn't think that libertarian campaigns were really worthwhile. And I wanted you to have a chance to continue sharing your thoughts.
Okay, thank you. And so my basic point, I would say, is that I make political decisions as in who I'm going to vote for based off of what is most conducive to a free society, right? Is that my end game is, you know, a free society where people can live without worrying about other people using violence against them preemptively. I would like if everyone would operate under the non-aggression principle. I would think that'd be best. And I think the best way to get there is to vote for politicians whose agendas are more conducive to that free society. And I do believe that you have to be pragmatic in how you vote for people. Your political moves should be pragmatic. And I do think that Donald Trump was by far, his agenda is the most conducive to a free society of the options. Would it have been nice to have Adam Kokesh as president? Sure. Would it have been nice to have, I mean, Gary Johnson, I don't even know if he would have been better than Donald Trump, to be honest. This is the thing, is that, and I think that, libertarian candidates often distract, libertarians who are usually relatively smart people and usually have pretty good stances on these things.
Let me ask this question, because it sounds like you're saying that there should not be candidates other than the Republicans and Democrats because anything else is a distraction. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
There should be Green Party candidates to distract the Democrats, and there should be Socialist Party candidates to distract the Democrats, but there should not be Libertarian Party or Constitution Party because that will distract the Republicans?
No, I'm actually not saying that you should vote upon party lines. I'm saying you should vote on whichever candidate is most conducive to a free society. And I do
it sounds like you're saying you should vote for whichever candidate you think has the best chance of winning.
To a degree, I think.
This last election isn't a good example because there wasn't really a libertarian candidate. I mean, there was Gary Johnson, and he had the label libertarian, but he wasn't a libertarian. So I can understand why somebody would have a difficult time voting for Gary Johnson. I did not vote for Gary Johnson.
Nor did I.
I also did not vote for Donald Trump or any of the other mainstream candidates. I voted for you, Daryl. I wrote your name in. But ultimately, I can understand that. So it's a bad example for an election with any kind of liberty choice. But there are elections where there are actual, real, principled libertarians who are running for office. Would you say that the people should vote for them or ignore them?
I mean, honestly, I do think that you should just ignore them because, unfortunately, it is the reality of the situation, right? I mean, the masses of the United States, the voters, are not going to vote for a third party. I do think
that's
that in an
actually
society,
not true. There are a couple dozen people in state legislatures across the country that are neither Republicans nor Democrats.
Well, when you're comparing,
I apologize.
If you're comparing
the federal
election. Yeah, comparing a federal election to, you know, say, New Hampshire local and state elections is two totally different things, because, or any state or local election is totally different. In fact, on local level, especially here in New Hampshire, it is worth voting, I believe. But the federal election, I mean, it's just, it really comes down to who counts all these votes everywhere. The whole system, to me, is just so corrupt and, you know, manipulated.
I'm not so concerned with voting in a federal election because I agree with you. It's corrupt. It doesn't matter. Ultimately, the libertarians have very little chance of winning. I could live just fine without ever casting a vote in a federal election ever again. But ultimately, I have supported principled candidates in the past because they get the message out. So whether it's Ron Paul or Harry Brown, the 2000 and 1996 libertarian candidate, these candidates who are very principled in their message of liberty, I put money behind them and I put effort behind those campaigns. Are you also saying that libertarians should not assist with campaigns of other libertarians or just simply not vote for them?
I mean, if you want to donate money to help a libertarian candidate get the word out, then that's a good thing to do.
So you're only talking about voting, though. You're only saying they should be ignored on the ballot.
Right. And only because that if there is, I mean, honestly, if it's a situation where it's like McCain versus Obama, honestly, there's no difference. Go ahead and write in Ron Paul. I don't care. But I'm talking in a situation like we had this election cycle where you really did have, I mean, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, one of those two choices is going to be much, much more conducive to that free society I mentioned earlier.
I mean, that's your belief, but I don't know if it's really based on any evidence. I mean, you know, we don't know what this guy's going to do at this point.
Well, even just based on the rhetoric. I mean, and this is the thing. Is
which part of his rhetoric? He started off talking about how he wanted to bomb the S out of ISIS and build a border wall, and then he turned into, you know, like, I don't necessarily want to bomb people, and let's give, you know, health insurance to everybody.
Well, I mean, George Bush had the rhetoric of no nation building and smaller government, and then Barack Obama had the rhetoric of closing down Guantanamo and ending the wars,
but yet his final year of president, he oversaw the bombing of seven different countries.
So, I mean, I get it. You believe Donald Trump is going to be somebody different. He's going to be bringing some sort of different viewpoint to the White House, and, you know, maybe time will show that you're right about that, but call me a skeptic. He's just a politician as far as I'm concerned.
But he isn't a politician, and that's the thing.
Yes, he is. By definition, he is.
He's
had to broker all kinds of business
deals. He wasn't a career politician.
Okay.
That's what he did for a living.
Not a career liar.
Well, you don't know how much of a liar he is. I mean, we really don't know that much about the guy. He's been on television.
We know that he has been a businessman for a really long time. He's used eminent domain to wind up, you know, getting a lot of business deals done. We know that he's donated to the Clintons in the past. And, you know, he's bought politicians previously, but he himself, aside from a very brief run in 2000 for the Reform Party presidential nomination, has never run for office before. But, you know, let's just forget that brief run in 2000 where he sought the Reform Party nomination. He's never run for office ever except for that one time, but we're not talking about that. The man is a politician. Simply because he's not been previously elected to anything does not mean he's not a politician.
So did Cantwell, in the debate between Cantwell and Kokesh, did he agree to endorse Kokesh if Kokesh gets the Libertarian Party nomination?
He kind of danced around it. He said that he would, but he would have a lot of issues with it, and just in the sense that, I mean, the way Kokesh, basically what Kokesh said he would do had he become president, what he would do, it's ridiculous. And like I said, it sounds kind of like a angry kid being like, oh yeah, well I'll just write executive orders. Like, all right.
I'm actually surprised Cantwell danced around it. I figured he would say no, that he would endorse Trump for his reelection. Thanks for the call tonight, Zach. I appreciate it, because I mean, he's probably going to run again, right?
Unless he gets killed.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in just over a month from now, we're going to be at an Acapulco. And by we, I mean me and Jay Noon and Mark Edge. Thankfully, Daryl, you'll be staying here to hold down the fort.
Yeah.
Beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, as we are just sweating on the hot, dreadful beaches of Acapulco, Mexico. It will be a tough, tough job. And I think we're going to be able to handle it. Mark actually is on the line with us here just by total coincidence. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ian.
You're actually in Cayo Costa. Where is that?
It's just a little north of Fort Myers on the intercoastal.
Okay. You're boating around?
Yep, boating around.
Now, are you going to take the boat to Acapulco?
No. It just doesn't go that fast, Ian. It's 6 knots. It's the pace of a jog.
So, like, you'd have to leave now if you wanted to get down to basically.
That kind of, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's happening February 25th through the 28th. It's going to be at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo, and Acapulco.com is where you can go to get tickets. They're going to be bringing together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Lots of great speakers will be in attendance, and they'll be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And we had Jeff Berwick on the show a couple weeks ago. It sounds like it's going to be a heck of an event, that they really upgraded the facility, and it sounds like they're putting quite a bit of money into it as well. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. You can go to anarchapulco.com. Again, it's February 25th through the 28th.
Now, I'm looking at a map here, because Acapulco is on the Pacific side,
yeah,
of Mexico. Mark could probably go on his boat to the Yucatan Peninsula and then somehow go across Mexico.
That's what I meant.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, hey, what are you calling in about tonight?
Well, I got to tell you, I got to place the story first. So I was on Facebook. Somebody was talking about weight loss and working out and all this stuff. And I said that I felt like my last and final hope for weight loss was a tapeworm. And obviously, it's a joke. But
the salmon.
Because I have an inquisitive. What's that?
The salmon. Somebody posted about the salmon.
Is that what it was? Yeah. And I then began to research tapeworms for weight loss. So,
it works good
not
for
that
horses.
I necessarily intended to get a tapeworm, just that I was going to research them and find out. Turns out, Ian, that it is illegal to sell tapeworms for weight loss.
Okay, so you buy it for another reason, and then you use it for that reason, and then the person that sells it to you doesn't know that you're using it for weight loss.
Yes,
okay.
I understand.
I got to say, I don't know a whole lot about tapeworms. They grow, right? Like, the more that they eat?
Yes.
Yes.
So, at some point, you'd have to extract it from?
Take large amounts of fiber and X-lax.
And then it'll come out?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Dangerous.
I've been in a slaughterhouse.
It is dangerous.
I've been in the slaughterhouse when they've been slaughtering animals, and I've seen tapeworms come at it go into 55-gallon drums that they put these parasites into. I've seen tapeworms actually come out of large animals, and it is pretty nasty.
Are they basically going to deprive you of nutrients
yes.
in your body? I mean, you're
yes.
going to die, essentially. You're going to weaken yourself, and it sounds like a terrible idea.
You will weaken yourself, but you will not necessarily die.
I don't think he's going to.
You can die.
I'm getting plenty of nutrients. You know, nutrients aren't my problem. But nonetheless, I'm not advocating taking of tapeworms for weight loss.
Thank goodness.
As Jay and Daryl are pointing out here, there are lots of different types of tapeworms. There's the kind that'll fill 50-gallon drums. There's the kind that'll get, you know, a couple of feet long. It really just depends. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of different types of tapeworms. And then there's all kinds of other parasitic worms besides that. But the fact is there is now a black market. Weight loss tapeworms. And you know why.
Can you get them on tour?
You absolutely you can get them online.
Are they on Alphabay?
You just have to go.
Do they deliver it live, or do you get like a little tapeworm egg? How does that work?
I don't know the answer to that. I would presume it was tapeworm eggs. That would be my guess.
Nasty.
But you know, I just did a quick Google search, and it turns out you can buy tapeworms, right?
People it's get like tapeworms. Daryl said,
terrifying. That's absolutely horrible.
You just can't say to somebody in America that I'm going to eat this tapeworm, right?
Yeah.
but people are doing this, and the reason they're doing it is because the government has created a black market. Now, if doctors could, you know, I don't know, deal in the proper, surely, out of all the tapeworms there are.
Are you saying there's a medical reason to ingest a tapeworm? I don't think a doctor could possibly recommend that to somebody because they're not supposed to do harm
to
people.
Well, at one time, doctors recommended leeching.
Yes, but that's because they didn't know what they were doing. So at this point, we know what a tapeworm does, and that would harm the patient.
A tapeworm can help you lose weight if used properly.
I would say that there is no proper way to do something like this, and any doctor who would recommend something like that is completely improper in what he or she is doing. And a doctor that is sensible would recommend moderating one's intake of calories and some exercise. I think that's probably
that's
the best
precisely
solution.
What they do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't find that as a solution, right? Like I know
because
that
a lot of people don't have willpower.
They're lazy. Yeah.
Well, they don't have willpower, but they can buy a tapeworm. So I mean, you know, there's all kinds of solutions out there for people who don't
are
have.
Are we really talking about this?
I can see how this would work. And I can see how this would be totally viable. I mean, I've been like studying parasites a good part of my life. I had a herd of dairy goats, and monitoring parasites in their fecal matter was like a thing that we did constantly. Same thing with dairy cows, horses, because we don't want to be putting wormer in animals that don't need it. And I tell you what, this is like as soon as these animals start losing weight and you're putting a lot of nutrition to them and a lot of food and they shouldn't be losing weight, it is most definitely some form of parasite, and it is generally tapeworm.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see how this would work.
And the only point I'm trying to make is that if the government didn't make tapeworms illegal, then you would have, because I don't trust a doctor at this point to give me the truth on tapeworms. Because everything online says, you know, it's medically unviable. It's a terrible idea.
It's a conspiracy.
You know,
the truth about tapeworms.
They're trying to keep the truth away from you, Mark.
Hey, that's what Dare Class did, my friend.
You know, is this a joke? I don't get this, man. Is this some weird joke?
Is that a weird joke? Do you understand how black markets work? Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
That's what's happened with tapeworms.
Okay.
I'm not advocating the taking of tapeworms.
Okay,
I'm telling
good.
You right now, if you take the wrong tapeworm, it'll kill your ass.
Absolutely.
But I am saying that, it would be an interesting idea if they did a little research on tapeworms. Maybe they could find the right one.
Maybe they already did the research and figured out that there's not a right
maybe
one.
Maybe they figured out that shortcuts to weight loss always have negative consequences. Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight. Good luck. Aye. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. If it's an easy way to lose weight, there's probably some sort of consequence waiting for you somewhere.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. And you dial toll-free. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Jay, and Daryl.
Also, I do want to let you know about how you can get some web hosting from one of the top web hosting companies out there at 50% off. That's 50. 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners like you. It's HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. HostGator makes it easy. If you've never started a website before, it's easier than ever because they offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. Now, if you don't know what that is, WordPress is like the go-to content management system for websites. It's the system that I use for almost every website that I administer, and I administer like close to a dozen of them. So WordPress is great. And they've got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, so if you need help, they're there for you. And they've got an intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation into your hands. Plus, a 99.99% uptime rating. So whether you want to launch a blog or a business website, it is up to you. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. Get that special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners like you. HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to Eric, he is in Delray Beach, Florida, listening via the LRN.FM app on his smartphone. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing? Good evening.
Welcome. Thanks. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm calling just based on these the call that you had on previously. The guy was talking about, you know, that voting for libertarians is like somehow or the Libertarian Party is somehow counterproductive, and that Trump was, you know, seemingly the only or best choice for libertarians. Yeah, and I'm just puzzled by this whole thing, and I've just made some notes. I'm puzzled in that it seems endemic in the community that there's this division where there's, I don't know the exact percent, but for me, too many libertarians seem to be like hoodwinked by Trump. And the notes I made were, you know, he's absolutely a politician. You know, everything about his public and business life seems to be calculated and manipulative, gaming the system, buying, bribing politicians and for his, you know, his business interest and betterment. I mean, he's admitted to these things. Everything he does is political. Every tweet, every button pressed in the his public life is super calculated. He may not have held office yet, but I would say he's a master Machiavellian operator and politician, you know? I'm sorry.
I was agreeing with you.
I mean, the basic definition of politician is a person who is professionally involved in politics, especially as a holder of or a candidate for an elected office. I mean, you could argue that anybody running for office is by definition a politician. Now, the definition here uses the word professionally involved, so you know whether that means you're getting paid to do it or not, if that's a factor, I don't know. But you could argue that just by running for office that you are a politician.
I think it's hard to construe somebody that runs for city council that one time because he's really concerned about an issue mm-hmm. is therefore by definition politician. Now, somebody that you know goes out and raises tens of millions of dollars and gives right. themselves a salary while they're campaigning, yes, they are a politician.
Today, my friend referred to me as a politician because I got two friends going to war with one another, and I'm you know trying to bring this peace among them, and which I hopefully
it's
have
always
done.
Frustrating when
and,
it happens.
Oh yeah, and so I. You know, one of my buddies is like, well, you know, you're the right politician for that job. And, you know, I know what he meant, you know.
You're a negotiator.
Definitely like, you know, negotiating.
Now, one thing I'm glad you did mention about, you know, Trump not necessarily being, you know, that good of a candidate and some people being hoodwinked. There were some polling numbers that came out, and apparently his polling is still absolutely horrible. Only 44% of voters have a positive opinion of Trump.
Why would that have changed?
Because it almost always changes once somebody gets elected.
In a better way?
Yeah, yes. Oh, it always goes up. Historically, it has always gone up. For Trump, it actually went down a couple of points. 49% have a negative opinion. That did go down a little bit because he had steadily been over 50% with a negative opinion. So there are fewer people that have a negative opinion of him, but fewer people also have a positive opinion of him. And of people that voted for Trump, 14% don't have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump.
Hey, Eric, I know you said you had more notes. Go ahead. What else did you want to share?
Yeah, if I could. This, you know, he's obviously a coercive individual. He's used lawsuits to attack, wear down, and financially drain his opposition, competition. Critics advocated for all sorts of insane libel laws. And the thing that I think is critical here is that he's made a calculated and what I believe is a manipulative and deceptive appeal to many people in the libertarian community by this alliance with Alex Jones, this conspiracy theory stuff, this, you know, bringing up 9/11, attacking Bush in the primaries, to where they're just like, oh my God, he's an anti-globalist. So despite the fact that he is a stated authoritarian, and libertarians don't vote for authoritarians, or shouldn't, you would think, but he's framed this as, okay, well, I'm the enemy of your enemy, so I'm your friend. And even though I'm an authoritarian, because I say the word globalism and because I've introduced skepticism of, events and wars in since 9/11, that somehow it's all right to support me because you know, my globalism, you know, it's really, really rough. And I see parallels to when I first got into libertarianism in the late 80s, and then was kind of introduced to Rothbard, the whole 92 Buchanan, you know, outreach to the rednecks kind of campaign. It's pretty startling.
Sounds familiar. You mean like Trump is kind of, his outreach was similar to Buchanan's outreach?
I do, and it was the same thing, trying to kind of co-opt these anti-elitist kind of.
You've got to hand it to him. I mean, he is a brilliant guy. I mean, he does deserve a lot of credit for what he's accomplished here. Ultimately, right. I think that you're right. I think a lot of these folks who backed him, who considered themselves libertarians, are going to be sorely disappointed. And, you know, right. If I'm proven wrong, then okay, fine. I'll admit that, you know, where I'm wrong. But I think that he's just another person seeking power. And, you know, just because he doesn't have a long history of having that power in the same way that many politicians do who would run for the political office of president, doesn't mean that he's not as power hungry as the rest of them.
Correct. That's my assessment. And as long as we have folks, and this is something that really has me listening to you guys, is constantly bringing up principle, you know, we as libertarians, as anarchists, voluntarists, if we don't have principle, we have nothing. And, you know, I saw that with Daryl's run, and, you know, I'm not kissing butt here, but it was impressive, and it set him apart. And if we look at the Libertarian Party, it's obvious that we need to continue to reclaim it. I don't know what happened with Gary this year. I do, but I don't. He's not the candidate he was in 2012. But even at that, for what the gentleman brought up before, to say that Trump somehow was a more libertarian candidate than even a highly flawed Gary Johnson is just not correct.
Eric, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate your thoughts and appreciate your call in here. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know about saving the National Libertarian Party, but the New Hampshire one's doing pretty good. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. Free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Of course, you can join us online and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. It's a free site. A lot of the other talk show hosts in the talk radio business want to charge you for their websites. Or they don't even have one. We've got a lot of features that they like to charge you for, all for free, including our webcam, which you can watch over at cam.freetalklive.com when we're live. You can also find the archives of the cam version of the show on our Free Talk Live YouTube channel. And you can link to that over at cam.freetalklive.com. Plus, we got archives going back for a decade and other ways to get interactive, including the ability to actually submit show content or what you want to be on the show to the front page of the website, and then other listeners can vote on it. It's a Reddit-based system. It's all totally free, so go get interactive at freetalklive.com.
What I really like about the Free Talk Live website is I listen to Free Talk Live often. So I'll hear something that a friend of mine I would think would enjoy or like to hear. So I will literally go into the archives, and I will listen to it and find the spot, and I will take and just send them a text message link to the archives and say, hey, you're going to like this at, 15 minutes and whatever. And quite often I get a response back like, oh, hey, that show was great. I listened to the whole thing. And it was, I know you told me to call, gave me the website and so forth. So I actually send them a link directly to an episode.
Right.
And I get them into it. And one of my friends, she's been listening a little bit. And first time she listened, she's like, wow, the commercials are gold. She's like, I don't like listening to regular radio because I can't stand the commercials, but I love the commercials.
It's very rare that anyone will comment or compliment positively towards commercials, but I appreciate that. Thank you. So our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. You know what? Since we're talking about Trump, or we were, since somebody had called in about it, a couple people, I actually have a news story here, and it's not a good one. And I realize that there have been some of these stories like, headline, Trump in the Federal Reserve, which is a very misleading headline. We discussed this recently. Yes. Trump has not said anything like that. When you actually read the article, all it is Trump met with someone from the Cato Institute who has written previously about ending the Federal Reserve. That's not a bad thing that Trump is talking to someone who believes in ending the Federal Reserve.
Right, but remember that Alan Greenspan, prior to becoming chairman of the Federal Reserve, supported a gold standard.
And then he changed.
Yes.
But Greenspan was a straight-up puppet for the Federal Reserve. Brett Von Ott, his School Sucks podcast.
Great show.
And he's another one. I recommend his show to a lot of people. And so I've been telling a lot of people about, like, the Trivium and stuff. And Brett does a really good show about that. And in the beginning, there's a whole thing with Alan Greenspan is basically interviewed by somebody who is literally has a, you know, and Alan Greenspan's admitting how he would purposely, you know, make answers up. And this is why he was, like, appointed for this job. That
because he's deceptive.
These profound answers that two different news media sources would interpret them answers the totally different way. So if anybody wants to listen to this, do School Sucks podcast and just search Trivium, and it's the very first one Brett talks about the Trivium, which is something that is awesome, especially if you have young children. School Sucks is a great resource, you know, if you're bringing up kids. But anyways, in the beginning of that, it's just so funny, and I love how Brett, you know, he does such a good job putting his stuff together. But yeah, Greenspan's there. Yeah, that was my job. That's what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to make it so nobody knew what we were talking about.
Wow! He,
like, literally
just admitted it.
He admits it in one of our intros of School Sucks podcast.
It's incredible.
It is.
So yeah, SchoolSucksProject.com.
Yeah, SchoolSucksProject.com
website. So here's the news about Donald Trump. Again, one of the latest headlines. He apparently was meeting with Martin Luther King III, the son of slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King. They were discussing, of all things, a national voting ID card.
Oh, dear.
The meeting coincided with Martin Luther King Day, and King called it a constructive meeting about the, quote, broken election system. And we believe our solution, he says, will give everyone an ID. King's son wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post at the weekend about the broken electoral system that was hampered by legislative efforts to make it harder to vote. His solution is a national identification card, an idea supported by previous presidents and civil rights activists. And, of course, we know what happened the last time this came about. It was called Real ID, and it wasn't a total national ID card, but it was basically a federal standardization of state IDs.
Right, and Real ID also was not a you have to have this to vote because the feds say you have to have this to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a voting ID. It was here's standards that states need to adopt for driver's licenses.
So is this MLK's son endorsing this voter ID thing?
That's right.
Oh, wow. So MLK Jr., he's got to be rolling in his grave over this because, I mean, I think Martin Luther King understood the idea of liberty. And, you know, there's nothing libertarian or even liberty or freedom about any kind of identification as far as I'm concerned, especially ID to vote.
No doubt about it. I mean, just because somebody's someone's son doesn't mean they hold all the beliefs of their father.
True.
We certainly learned that about Rand Paul when it comes to you know, his dad, Ron Paul. They're very, very different, at least in what they say. So a little bit more here from the story. Many African-American leaders, writes RT.com, see the distribution of a free government ID as a critical boost to low-income Americans who cannot open a bank account without one. The lack of an ID not only makes it more difficult to vote in several states, but also often makes individuals dependent on check-cashing operations that charge high commissions. King declined to get drawn into the Lewis-Trump dispute, saying that, quote, in the heat of emotion, a lot of things get said on both sides. I don't know what the Lewis-Trump dispute is. Not sure what that's referencing.
Nor do I.
But ultimately here, what we don't know right now is exactly what the proposal is on the table. But whatever it is, I'm against it. I don't want to see any kind of national ID, whether it's just for voting or whether it allows someone to open a bank account. I know that here in New Hampshire, you can go and get a voter ID that is different from the driver's license or state ID, in that it actually says on it, only for voting purposes. So yes. You can't, it doesn't even have your date of birth on it. You can't go into a liquor store and use that ID. You can't probably go into a bank and use that ID. So if all they're talking about is a voting ID, then that won't have the same abilities that this is talking about here, where the individual would be able to use it for anything else besides voting. But I suspect that it wouldn't just be for voting, because knowing the federal government, they would want more control over people's identities than they
currently
have. Correct.
And I was actually in a couple of legislative hearings today on IDs. One of them would have modified the current statutes that apply in New Hampshire to college IDs. And when they first implemented this a couple of years ago, they put in a sunset provision of if the ID does not have an issuance date or an expiration date, it's good until September of 2018. The proposal would have stricken that, and the modifications that basically streamlined the language, so I was okay with that aspect, but the striking the provision that was adopted 5 years ago to have this expire on September of 2018 for an ID that has neither an issuance or an expiration date, mm-hmm. I testified against, and the sponsor of the bill is open to having her proposal take effect in September of 2018 so that there's not this problem. The secretary, or the deputy secretary of state, rather, testified and said, if this passes, nobody's going to be disenfranchised because you can do this, 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 and this and still be able to vote. So, yeah, you can wind up having somebody fill out several additional pieces of paper, have a seat, wait on the moderator to come take their picture, attach the picture to the pieces of paper.
Right.
And that doesn't disenfranchise anybody. Well, you know what? Somebody might be in a hurry and might not be able to wait to do all of that extra stuff. So, yes, it will disenfranchise somebody. Mm. And further, courts have consistently ruled that just because there's an alternate means of doing something, generally this is in regards to free speech, but they ruled that just because there's an alternative means does not mean that the government then gets to close off one method of being able to do something.
I guess we'll see how that one pans out.
There is a tremendous benefit to lacking ID, and the fact that if you don't have any identification, it makes it real difficult for a cop to put the numbers and letters in the appropriate boxes on citations and tickets.
Sure.
So I find that to be fun, the fact that
it's a benefit to you.
Yeah. It's good.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. This is a scary idea, though. And again, here's Trump, the caller earlier, supposed liberty guy, right? He's going to help liberty. Well, now he's talking about rolling out a national ID system, which, of course, he'll be able to push even further with the idea of a border wall and further border enforcement. Like, oh, you always have to have your papers on you.
Three's coming up. Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.